From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, violence escalates in Ukraine. Two Ukrainian helicopters shot down by pro-Russian forces. Two Ukrainian soldiers killed.
But first, it's being called a surprisingly strong jobs report. But is it as good as it looks? The Labor Department says employers added 288,000 jobs in April, the best performance in more than 2 years. The unemployment rate fell to 6.3% last month, down from 6.7%. That means it's at its lowest level since 2008. But that drop is at least partly because of people who've given up on looking for jobs. So let's examine these latest numbers with Neil Irwin, a senior economic correspondent at The Upshot at The New York Times. He joins us from the Monitor Studios in Washington. Hi, Neil.
Morning.
And Neil, you write that at first glance, this report looks, as you quote, as you say, shout from the rooftops, pop the champagne, fantastic. But?
Well, there's always a but, isn't there? The unfortunate thing. Look, these are great numbers. Getting the unemployment rate down to 6.3% for the first time since the fall of 2008, almost 300,000 jobs added. Those are great numbers. And if that were sustained, that would be good economic progress. Unfortunately, what we saw in the internal details of this report are some negative signs. About 800,000 fewer people were in the labor force. It seemed like we were seeing some evidence that finally Americans were returning to the labor force, were coming back to work, were feeling more confident. Now that progress seems to have not only stopped but been reversed in April.
Right. As you say, we had seen in the previous 2 months people actually joining, and the fact that we're seeing people dropping out does not seem like a good sign, obviously.
That's right. That's been one of the really bad stories of this last 5 years, is millions and millions of Americans who in 2008 were working or at least looking for work have given up looking. And so the number of people in the labor force who consider themselves engaged as part of the American economy, that's been declining steadily for 5 years. First few months of 2014, that reversed, and then it reversed again and is falling again in April.
So let's talk about how much stock we put in these numbers. And I'm thinking that there's an analogy here that we shouldn't panic if we open up sort of a 401k report we get and it looks bad. You don't want to look over time rather than maybe day to day or week to week. So you write in a column today that we tend to overreact when we get reports like this. Tell us about that psychological reaction.
Yeah, you know, we look at these numbers and they seem very solid, and they come out of these official government reports that have lots of numbers in them. And the people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they do excellent work, and they survey many thousands and thousands of employers to come up with these numbers. But at the same time, it's a sample, and there's sampling error. And the way to think of these numbers is not a holy writ that is telling us the complete picture of what's happening in the labor market, but one more sign, one more hint. And you have to really put together many months of data and all the other sources we have on what's going on in the economy to really understand what's happening in the U.S. labor market. And 1 month really doesn't cut it.
And the term you use in your column today is statistical noise, the idea that kind of that muddies our ability to look clearly at how things are happening.
That's right. Just as, if you go to a baseball game, you might see your team do really well and think, oh, this is a great baseball team. They're gonna win it all this year. But really, one baseball game doesn't tell you much of anything about how good your team really is. Same is true of a jobs report. It's telling you something. It's not that there's no information contained in it. It's just that you have to adjust for the fact that, humans are bad at detecting randomness. And there's a lot of randomness in these things.
So, Neil, do you think that the Labor Department should be reporting the numbers differently, or should we be paying less attention to them, or should we be examining the numbers differently?
I think it's the best information we have. And I think as somebody who thinks and writes about the economy every day, I want more information rather than less. And people in financial markets want more information rather than less. I don't think the answer is to get less information. The answer is for all of us to take a deep breath and think carefully about what we know and what we don't know. When you see some of these, really dramatic financial market reactions to minor data points, that's a sign that maybe people are a little overeager and too eager to overreact to small pieces of information.
In terms of the general jobs landscape, as we pull back the lens, could you give us a sense of larger trends that you are seeing that you think seem reliable?
Look, it does look like the U.S. job market is doing a little better in 2014 than it did, for example, last year in 2013. But it's a more modest improvement. And if you look at, say, a three-month average of job creation, if you look at some of the different surveys of industrial companies or different industries, they are pointing to progress. They are pointing to gradual improvement, just not the kind of remarkable improvement and huge gains that we saw in this new report.
That's Neil Irwin. He's a senior economic correspondent at The Upshot at The New York Times. He's also author of The Alchemists, Three Central Bankers and a World on Fire. Neil, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much.